Golf WRX is proud to present an interview with Adams Golf. Today, we're honored to have Tim Reed, Vice President of Research and Development, Michael Gurrett, Senior Engineer, Tour Specialists. Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking. Hey, guys, I want to put both of you on a hot seat from the start. I'd like to get your background, your individual backgrounds, with your history with Adams and golf in general. Tim, why don't we start with you?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've been in the golf industry for 21 years. Right out of school, a mechanical engineer at Penn State. I played in the golf team. You know, my whole entire life I've been around golf and various different jobs and such. And I took a role with Tommy Armour Golf. I spent the majority of my career there, and I had an opportunity to work with Odyssey and head up the R&D group there for a short period of time before we transitioned that to Callaway and moved back to Chicago and ended up here at Adams in 2000. And, you know, my whole career is about, you know, really about golf club designing and, you know, getting knowledge about all categories, whether it's irons, putters, and I, one of the reasons I joined Adams was to fully understand what happens with a fairway wood and a driver to kind of round out my career. So, and, you know, since at Adams, we've invested quite a bit into the R&D side. When I started, we had four in the group. And you know, now today we have budgeted 30 individuals in various capacities that do everything from industrial design to the pure scientific approach. Mike Goretz, who's joining me here today, who specializes in the better player and also obviously the tour and is fundamental into why we're successful into our approach on the tour out there as far as performance. So with that, you know, have Mike talk a little bit about his background.
Thanks, Tim. Before I talk about myself a little bit, if I may, and this is not just because Tim's my boss, but, you know, coming here and working with Tim, you guys out there in the industry, out there in the market section, you know, Tim has got 20 years plus experience in the golf industry, and coming to work for a guy like that is one of the pioneers in integrating engineering and golf club design. Coming to work here has been a fantastic opportunity to learn from Tim, and you know the likes of Tim in the industry is far and few in between. That's really been a big part of our success here at Adams. But a little bit about myself. I graduated from Arizona State in aeronautical engineering. Worked in the helicopter business for a better part of 10 years. Golf has always been a passion. I've been playing golf since I was a kid, playing the Air Force team, and tried to walk out of the ASU, but guys like Billy Mayfair there kind of like edged me out, so never really got to play there. But I got a chance about 7 years ago to change careers, and that was an opportunity at TaylorMade to go design golf clubs, and I took the opportunity, and it was a major change in my life, but it was a godsend in that I got to combine passion and work, and for 5 years, helped develop the product for the tour out there. That was my mission. Worked with some really, really talented people at TaylorMade and learned a lot from those guys. And then had an opportunity 2 years ago to come work here with Tim and the guys. And it's just been a whirlwind, you know, combining what we're learning out on tour and then integrating that into our product for the market. And it's been a lot of fun. So that's kind of what life's brought me in the last few years.
Interesting bios, guys. Thanks for sharing. Okay, let's get right to it. In the past 3 years, Adams seems to have taken a dramatic shift away from its traditional image as a seniors and a high handicaps brand towards more of a player's market. Why was the change in the target audience, or was this just a addition to what you currently have?
Well, you know, our approach at Adams has always been a segmented approach to develop world-class products, and far from it. We haven't gone away from the super game improvement or the game improvement categories. Those are still very profitable for us, and we have a tremendous amount of expertise in this area. Something that Barney has, you know, in the early days, you know, has put a mission in the Adams R&D was, you know, airborne and forward, make it really easy, super easy to hit. So we're not leaving that particular category. We've made the decision to expand that and to create easy to hit products and forgiving products for all player types. And you know, so far that success has been documented, and we'll continue to develop products into this category even for the lower handicappers.
Got it. Okay, going hand in hand with the previous question, Adams has also greatly increased its tour staff. Who are your current staffers, and why were they chosen to represent the Adams brand?
Okay, we have a strong presence on the Champions Tour, and we'll continue to try to dominate that. We've got guys like Tom Watson, Dana Quigley, Scott Hoke, Jerry Payton, and a bunch of other guys just signed on, Bernard Langer. And, we're combining our successes on the Champions Tour and moving that into the Nationwide and the PGA Tour. You know, we want to continue to leverage that success and continue broadening the brand presence out there. And so, we've added on guys like Bubba Dickerson, Stephen Wheatcroft, Michael Boyce, and young guns that are coming out of the Nationwide that are making their, play onto the regular tour. And, we've got a lot of other players playing our product out there. We got Scott Sterling, who won this season with our product down in Australia. And, we want to continue leveraging that on those tours. One of the biggest changes we've had on our tour strategy was going to the LPGA, which really wasn't our plan a couple years ago. But, having acquired the Ladies Golf Company, kind of gave us direction there. And so we went to the Ladies Tour, and it was amazing what we've done there in just a few months. So, signing Brittany Lansicone, Brittany Lang, and Heather Young. And, Brittany Lansicone winning a couple weeks ago was just phenomenal for us. And the presence out there in the LPGA has been fantastic. Players are knocking on our door trying to get our product. And so it's really advocating the success of our designing here and the product. So it's really helping us out a lot.
Okay. Our website was very excited to see pictures of the A3. Thank you very much for the sneak preview. Other than the Square hybrids, which we'll get into in a second, what technological aspects of the traditional irons set the A3 apart from the other Adams clubs?
Well, let me start here, and I'm going to have Mike kind of follow up. The design intent of the A3 was targeted to be the best in class, what I would call the most difficult segment to design for, that game improvement player. And, over the years, the Ping I2, the 845, the Callaway X18, the X20, has captured this market and has shown dominance in this particular class. In my opinion, these particular designs offered everything that the average player need or game improvement type attributes, but with better player lines. So that average player and the better player, kind of how do you put those two together so that you can capture the fancy of an entire segment of players that want to play better, or they are great players, but they understand that they need a little bit more technology or game improvement features. So with this, it seemed to be a perfect fit. The A3 is loaded with technology in the boxer, what I would call world-class performance, but with the mid and short irons design and with the expected features of all player types.
Got it. Now, will traditional irons be available to replace the hybrids in the A3?
Yeah, it's the same thing that we looked at in the Idea Pro. We've got, although we only developed a 4 and a 5, club that would replace the hybrid, but we haven't started shipping this yet. But when we do, I would expect that the same thing is going to happen, that the consumer is ultimately going to, either through demo days or through fitting, they're going to find out that the hybrid performs so much better that why would they go backwards in technology? And we're going to continue to preach that, get the best club that gives you the best performance. And I don't foresee us, although we bought a few, you'd be shocked to hear how many we buy. We don't buy that many, less than 20 or 30 heads total, and I wouldn't expect us to sell through those.
That makes a lot of sense.
To complete the, basically, relative to the A3, from a tour perspective, when we started designing these, if you look on a tour like Tim talked about, you know, you had the 360 irons and your game improvement type irons, and they're being played on tour. The 845s, you know, those were great selling irons for the game improvement product, but they were played on tour. And so the same thing went into this A3 design. It was, we wanted to design it for the game improvement part of the market, but we also wanted to add attributes to it that could be played on tour. And, you know, I would bet that you're going to see a few sets of these out there on the Senior Tour and even on the PGA Tour, because they're that good a quality and that broad of a spectrum relative to the center of gravity where it's located, the sole profile. Like Tim mentioned, it's a beautiful looking club, and so good players will look at it and say, man, this looks good, and give them the game improvement aspects of it that they may need in their game. So I think it's going to be a home run with this set.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I know you guys are dominating with your hybrids on the tour. Do you have, it sounds like you have aggressive plans in motion to go after as many tour players as you can, and I would imagine with the hybrids out there and so many bags that you've got, you know, a lot of visibility on the tour, and you've got a good avenue to go in and talk to players as well.
Yeah, you know, the success we're having on the tours here is, like you say, it's new for Adams, and it's new, people are looking at us in a different light, and, you know, not a lot of golf companies can make that claim. We're going to continue growing our staff. We're going to continue growing our product presence out there, getting as many players into our product, and the product will speak for itself there. From an international standpoint, as the company grows and as the presence of the branding grows, so will that opportunity grow internationally. And so that's really all I can say at this time on that. But, good things to come in that area, I think.
Got it. Okay, guys, where does the design process begin for Adams Golf Clubs? Do you start with a specific handicap range or swing type? And then where do you go from there?
You know, the mission at Adams is always to create world-class products. And we've been successful with our segmented approach. So, you know, when we begin a new project, you know, each project starts out with an intended target player type, which can be defined by swing speed or by handicap. With that, over the years, we have collected a tremendous amount of data based on launch conditions, swing techniques of these various types of players. And with that critical data, we're able to establish our mass property goals. And with that, we go ahead and design the chassis around those, you know, particular specifications. The next step is we're going to now push the envelope, meaning that we're going to push the mass properties into new areas, whether it's a moment of inertia Y for forgiveness, MOI X for the amount of spin that a golf ball would see. We try to improve upon the product we're replacing, but also we want to make sure that we're going to leapfrog the technology so that we are best in class in the targeted player segment. And that's the only goal that our CEO, Chip Brewer, gives us when it comes to a new defined product. Make sure that we are the best in class through measurable metrics out there. And with that, at the end of the day, those products will win and gain the lion's share of the market share based on true performance.
Very good. Now, how big of a role does machine testing like Iron Byron play versus player testing? Is one more important than the other?
Well, we look for answers from both. The machine gives us early indications of launch conditions and how they compare to the intended competitors.
Mm-hmm.
But player testing is ultimately the final decision maker. The machine doesn't necessarily swing like the average consumer, and it doesn't, you know, more importantly, give you any type of reaction to the shot. We are trained, and our testers are trained to study the ball flight. We use the latest technology, the TrackMan, which the majors use. We take that data and we can compare it, and we can compare it to the machine testing. But we also want to capture and study the consumer's initial reaction to the product. We look for the wow factor, and if possible, we also want to make sure that we are not, producing a dog, and the players will uncover any product flaws that the machine will not show. Again, you know, the machine has hit off a perfect lie. It's got the perfect swing plane and such, but the player is going to, you know, make contact with the earth, and it's going to affect the golf club through the hitting zone. And so we want to see and make sure and confirm that, that we've done our homework, that the product performs, and also it sounds great. So long story short, the ultimate decision maker is the feedback from the consumer, and that's what tells us if it's ready to go or not. And the same is going to be true when Mike is working all the tour players. He's going to study the ball flight and look at the launch conditions, but that's only a small part of the decision. Ultimately, if it comes back with a wow factor, we know we've got a home run. And that was sort of the indications we got when we did the original idea set. We knew right away that these hybrids worked. Same thing with the Idea Pro. We had the wow factor. Whenever that happens, you know, the original tight lie, whenever that happens, we know we've got something successful. So long story short, prior testing is the driving factor, but the machine testing gives us a really quick answer on the spin numbers that we're looking at.
Gotcha. And how much input does the tour staff have on the development and design of your products?
Quite a bit. You know, the old coined adage of, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So there are needs out there on tour as there are in the market, and, you know, a product need from the tour, the players will come back and say, hey, I need a product that does this, or I need a product that does that, and we see competitor products that are doing things that players like or dislike, and so that becomes our bed to start a development, if you will. And so we work very closely with our staff players on shaping and mass properties and all those things and making sure that the product is correct for what they need.
Gotcha. Well, you know, you guys are well known on the golf boards for large numbers of great-looking prototypes that you have available for the tour staff. In general, why so many tour prototypes that have never seen retail? Do tour players, do they get confused by the number of options of clubs, or is it good to have all those options so they can tweak the right head for the right launch angle, or what is the purpose of so many options?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. You know, prototypes are basically, that's where the scientists or engineers get a chance to experiment. You have to experiment to figure out which direction you're going to go on product. And so it's a two-way street there. Like on the market, there's different players that have different needs, and the tour is no different. You've got a lot of different swing types out there, and so you've got guys that need spin and guys that don't need spin, guys that have right bias, guys that like left bias, guys that like to hit it. So you can't develop one product and say, okay, here you go. So we've got to continue to develop products and then tweak them for guys out there. And you know, how does that translate itself into the market? Well, you know, we look at the best performers and we look at the market's needs and we translate that into what will work for the market.
That makes a lot of sense. The A-Tour irons quickly became a favorite among many members on the golf boards and are still getting quite a bit of play on tour. Can you discuss a little bit about their development since they were such a major departure from the previous Adams clubs?
Yeah, you know, it started a couple of years ago. That was actually my first project that Tim came in my office one day and said, hey, Tom Watson needs a set of irons. Here you go. And I was like, okay. So I worked with Mr. Watson, and that was really the need for it. Tom Watson needed a set of irons, and so we designed them and worked closely with Tom to get those there. And that's what we got. In the end, you know, there's another question there relative to, I don't skip that a little bit, we talked about, I'll wait till you get to that one, but that was the genesis of the A Tours and why they came about and where they are today.
Okay, interesting. What is the difference between the red and black hosel A Tours? You know, some say that the red has more offset, some say that they're same with different paint fills, some say one's a square, mocks your head. Can you explain the differences for us?
Yes, they are exactly the same shape, and they are different in offset. The red version, believe it or not, Tom Watson likes a set of irons that are 150 offset from the three iron to the pitching wedge.
Wow.
Which was surprising to me. And the traditional offset, usually you start like at 180 in your three iron and go down to about 80 in your pitching wedge. And so when we developed those for Watson, we said, well, these are beautiful irons, but not everybody's going to want 150 offset. So we decided to create another set, which is the black ones, that have more of a traditional offset from the three to the pitching wedge. And that's the basic difference between those two.
Hmm. Since many players thought that you had already created the perfect set of irons, why were the A-Tours changed into the Pro Forge when it came to the market? And any chance we will see the cast A-Tours coming to the market anytime soon?
Good question. As we stated a while ago, you know, Adams went from the departure of being your grandfather's set of clubs for years, and now you're dealing with a completely different development and different market. And so for us to bring the A-Tours out of the market at that time would have been probably not very fruitful for us, because people would have said, well, they're beautiful, but Adams, do it well, what's this, you know? So when we looked at launching ourselves into the player category, if you will, we thought that the A-Tours are probably just a little too risky, and so we decided to make them a little more, I wouldn't say game improvement, but they're a little more forgiving, you know, from a blade length and sole performance and all that, and be more across the board for a better player's club, but at the same time capture more players with it. The A-Tours would have been very isolated. Very few people would have really got them. You know, you have to look at it from a business standpoint. You can't just throw a set of clubs out there and expect to sell 1,000 and be happy with that. So we're trying to get some sales in there. So the idea of Pro was, with that in mind, and we looked at making it forged, it was a better play, or better club across the board for various players. Now, I mean, Alan Doyle won the Senior Open with them right off the bat, and so that proved to us that they're tour quality. And you know, Brittany Lansicum won with them last couple weeks ago, so they're tour player quality. But yeah, we've had, you know, guys with 8, 9, 10 handicaps come in, try them, and they love them as well. So it was a club that really fit what we needed to do as far as a broader spectrum with players.
Smart marketing move on your part. Golf WRX is proud to present an interview with Adams Golf. Today, we are honored to have Tim Reed, Vice President of Research and Development, Michael Gurrett, Senior Engineer Tour Specialist.